Almost 1 in 10 people who experienced sexual violence as an adult had done so in the last 12 months, according to the latest data published today from the CSO on sexual violence. The survey looked at sexual violence experienced as an adult, which occurred over the age of consent in Ireland, which is 17. Conducted between May and December 2022, the research questioned more than 4,500 adults. Well, we're joined here in studio by Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Brian.
As I said, 1 in 10 of those who experienced sexual violence as an adult had done so in the last 12 months. But that, there's a higher figure, isn't there, for younger people?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is behind that?
Right. So first of all, it's shocking enough that 1 in 10 people who have experienced it within the past year, because that's an awful lot of people in our land that just within the past 12 months have had this experience of sexual violence. It's three times as high then for the age group 18 to 24. And that is, it's worrying. There are probably a whole variety of reasons. Let's face it, 18 to 24 year olds are probably out more. They're probably experimenting more. They're finding their own way through sexual relationships more. So that's one part of it. So they're probably more at risk from that alone. There are then some things that are really worrying. And we see it, anyone working with those who are victims of sexual violence are seeing more and more young people coming through to the sexual assault treatment units for treatment after recent assault, coming to us looking for therapy and support and reporting into the Gardaí. And there is a real worry about where they are getting their information about what is and is not acceptable. The guards themselves are reporting that a lot of younger people are perpetrating sexual violence as well as being victims of it. And where people are getting a lot of their information from pornography and the internet, they're likely to be getting abusive information, which is why the programmes that are underway in third level colleges, Minister Harris has, with his other hat, has been a real champion of those. And the newly established programme that's going to roll out for Junior Cert now in September, just finalised, is really important, because very often it's a real worry that people might think that that kind of violence is what's expected of them, that they're expected to put up with it or perpetrate it.
29% of women, almost 3 in 10, experience sexual violence, according to the survey, as an adult with a non-partner.
Yeah.
Now, that's, first of all, that's much higher than the level for men. But it also points up again that a woman is likely to experience sexual violence, sexual assault by someone she knows.
Yeah. These are exactly, that's the way, the whole way through, the whole survey has shown that 80 to 90% of them in sexual violence, the person is known to the person who's the victim of the violence. So that is interesting, the non-partner 30%, but equally in relation to women, this part of the survey shows that 1 in 4, a quarter of those women who experience sexual violence experience it at the hands of a partner. And that's much, much higher than men. So 6% of men are said to experience it at the hands of a partner, 25% of women. So women are at much greater risk than men of violence at the hands of a partner. And it's kind of shocking that it would be that high anyway. But that's very consistent even with the information we've got over the years, that a lot of the harm of sexual violence happens at the hands of a partner or ex-partner.
Can I ask for your thoughts on one other finding here, which is that around a third of adults with a third level education report experience in sexual violence, compared to 6% with those with a primary level of education or below.
Again, the lovely thing about this is that it's providing us with a wealth of information, and we will be speculating about it for a very long time. And I do want to pay credit to the Central Statistics Office for this report, for the one they already issued, and for the 4 more they're going to issue. It's really valuable. And this is really valuable. It could be that actually, as people, we find, for instance, and there are other surveys that show that as women go up a career ladder, they can be more at risk of sexual harassment and other forms of sexual violence. It could be that people, as they gain in knowledge, understand it better and understand sexual violence. Because one of the main findings of the survey is actually that younger people are reporting more levels of sexual violence than older people. But it may have been that older people could do nothing about it, so therefore literally didn't register it as such. Right. So it may be the same in relation to those at a third level education. They may know a little bit more, and it may be too that they are actually more at risk. We'll have to work that one out.
Well, as you say, it's a disturbing vein of data, but a very rich one, which will repay much and close study, I would think, in the time to come.
Indeed.
Nolene Blackwell, thank you very much indeed for that. And if you or anyone you know has been affected by this issue, there is help available. You can call Women's Aid's 24-hour national free phone helpline, and the number there is 1-800-341-900. That's the Women's Aid helpline, 1-800-341-900.
And I might give the section violence helpline as well.
Yes.
1-800-77-88-88.
Okay, and those numbers and others indeed are on our own RTÉ website, rte.ie/helplines for all those numbers. Nolene, I say thank you very much for that.